Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Was Charlie Kirk a terrorist? Dangerous criminal? Someone who should be surveilled by the FBI? Biden administration thought so. What about Ellen Wilson? You know, our attorney general. You've heard him on the show. Not exactly a flamethrower. Kind of moderate, right guy. Nothing too controversial about him. The FBI should spy on him. Keep track of what he's doing. Or pursue the real criminals. See, I'm just wondering because Christopher Wray, under oath, the director of the FBI, told us that it was the worst threat environment. He's gone now, thank God. Worst threat environment he had ever seen. Worse than 9/11? Oh, yeah, he said. So he was surveilling all the terrorists that Democrats had let in over the border. A couple hundred of them, in fact, they'd had in custody but let go. He was watching them. No, he was too busy doing Arctic Frost to spy on 92 entities that essentially make up the Republican movement, the right-wing movement in this country. Under the guise of, well, they questioned the election. Well, that's not illegal, right? I mean, Democrats questioned the election in 2016, claimed it was stolen. Russians took it for Donald Trump. Was it illegal for them to claim that? No. Was it immoral? Hillary Clinton broke a lot of laws, but they were mostly election laws, and manufacturing the fake Russia collusion dossier that the FBI knew was fake but used anyway to commit actual crimes in FISA court. You know, perjury. Under penalty of perjury, saying it was real when you knew it wasn't to the judge, you get the ability to spy on Trump like that. Yeah, I mean, so the FBI did use it to commit crimes, but no. Claiming an election was stolen is not illegal, but it didn't matter. They used that predicate, Arctic Frost investigation, which was unveiled yesterday, to spy on 92 separate Republican entities, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, but also the Republican State Attorney General's Association. Like Alan Wilson's group. Like, you know, they'll sue in concert, right? Been going on since the founding. Yeah, spy on them. Okay. Incredible. Came out yesterday. What were they doing, by the way? The predicate of this, you know what it was? They stole the election using absentee ballot fraud. One of the hints they did that was when they had the Department of Homeland Security in July of 2020, create an algorithm that they then installed across social media to detect the terms absentee ballot fraud and censor them. Now, how would you know in July that you needed to censor the terms absentee ballot fraud. That's oddly specific. Well, a hint could be that you were having whistleblowers come to the FBI, as we've learned in recent months, and report that the Chinese had stolen the identity of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people off TikTok and used them to manufacture driver's licenses that were indistinguishable from the real thing so as to commit, say it with me, absentee ballot fraud. But I mean, they didn't actually ship them into the country to commit the fraud. Oh, they did. Oh, we caught 19,000 of them at Chicago O'Hare? The FBI know about that? Oh, they did. Yeah, they knew all about it. They knew all about it. Now, those are just the ones we caught. You understand, it's not all of them. They knew all about it because various informants and whistleblowers had approached them alarmed because it appeared the Chinese were committing absentee ballot fraud. They were oddly specific about how it would happen, too. They were going to ship licenses into the country. You mean like the ones we caught at Chicago O'Hare? Like that? Yeah, like that exactly. Well, my gosh, I'm sure the FBI was right on that before the 2020 election. Turns out they weren't. Not only did they destroy the interview tapes and all records of the interview, they also wiped out all references to the interview from the FBI servers. But this is the punchline. But they did launch the investigation into the 92 Republican entities that make up essentially the entire Republican political apparatus so they could spy on all of it, including Charlie Kirk's TPUSA. Why? Well, because we had a dangerous undermining of democracy by questioning the election. Like, what were some of the reasons the FBI gave? Charles Grassley, yesterday, Senator, put this out. The underlying documents. What were some of the reasons the FBI gave? Well, they were questioning the election. Well, how? Well, in court filings. And that's not illegal. Yeah, but we need to know what they're doing. And of course, it was also obviously a excuse to spy on the Republican Party. You know what they wanted? Number one, they wanted to know what we were going to do before we did it, what we were going to say before we said it on anything. That's a huge political advantage. And of course, the FBI was there to help. But what else were they doing? They wanted to see if we'd figure it out internally how they stole the election, or maybe it was the Chinese, I don't know. Or how they tried to steal the election, and they needed a heads up. So they just spied. But to me, folks, the part of the story that I think is the most interesting that we learned yesterday was this. We got more details on what's called the Clinton Annex. So while they're burying all evidence of Chinese Democrat Party-assisted absentee ballot election fraud, all evidence that they knew about it, well, they're killing all of that. You know what else they did? Clinton Annex. It turns out James Comey, remember he told us, oh, we spent a weekend checking out Hillary Clinton's classified documents. Don't worry, there's no there there. I have nothing to charge her. Yeah, they kind of did find a there there. It was pretty big and very felonious. And so what did they do? Not only did they not pursue it, they hit it. So let me get it straight. While classifying Hillary's crimes to hide them from the public, they launched an investigation into innocent Republicans like Charlie Kirk. Yeah. But my favorite is one of the documents for the first time names Joe Biden as a co-conspirator. It was classified. In the movement of $100 million, this was natural gas companies tied to guess who? Vladimir Putin. I know, right? Through 12 entities owned by Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden's company. Wait a minute. That's Russia collusion. Yeah, I'd have classified that too if I was the FBI. I can't have anybody knowing the truth. But folks, it's all coming out. Every day gets worse for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.